哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 ay.
I'm Betty Sikork here in Illinois. When I grew up, I guess after I was born, my mom gave me a name of Elizabeth. Elizabeth, it was Elizabeth Clare. That was my name. My Eskimo name is Pusuok. I was born August 17, 1934, out in the country, or out in the boondocks, like they say. In April, middle of April, somewhere around there, when our parents used to go squirrel hunting with dog teams, go camping, spend 2 or 3 days up in the hills, trapping squirrels in the hills. They used to go squirreling and what we used to do. Oh, they started going to the river to go fishing. You know, in the river, you punch hole in the rivers and then you fish. That's the age of New Heart. Pretty soon our rivers open up and we used to go camping. When we were growing up in Elam, I forgot, we had no water and sewer. Us girls used to go get water for our homes. We had, you see these boxes of gas cans? There was 5 gallons in each can of this box, 2 of them. There was gasoline in there because we had lights that use gas for gas light for light in our religion. And those boxes had good cans in them, 5 gallon cans, 2. We had yokes and we put it on our back like this and we'd have a 5 gallon bucket on each side. And that's how we used to go get water from the creek for our home with yokes. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's part of them. We used to get water. Hallwood, woods that are close by when our dads or when their men go somewhere, us ladies, women, that's what we used to do too. Go pick woods for ourselves, for our home. Whatever, go pick berries, go camping. Ah, all those things I used to do. I remember going to school, I think, or the first time was here in Elam. Those teachers that they had the quarters here in our school, how they got me to work for them, is what I don't know, but I'm always, maybe I wasn't thankful that at the time I learned to work ahead of time, because we were just started school. And I don't know how, of all the kids around me in school, how they picked me, and so the teachers had me work after school to go clean up their house or clean this place up or straighten up the whole house inside, put things away, clean dishes, and I worked for them. And she told me how to fold clothes. Each shirt, one shirt, then the pants, then the underwears, and then gowns or whatever, how to fold them. So that's why now I can fold clothes real easy. It don't take me long to do it. I've been used to it. Remember when we were growing up here, I remember that we were poor. Going to school, I found out from the boys and girls. I could never forget those times because we lived further down And the people much better lived up because they were richer, they had more than we had. The poor bunch, we live way down there, us, and then there was one or two more families that we were down there. But what I remember, though, is when we were growing up, what they called us, both me and my sister, because we were both born before Mom got married. And I know that by the words that they threw at us. And I remember when we were growing up, we used to be picked on so much, even outdoors when we play out and then when we're going to school. And I don't know how the kids picked up my sister's name, but her name was Kathleen. And the thing that, along with her name like that, they started calling her Gasoline. Then at the time, when I started hearing that word of my sister, she's younger than me. I was used to, Mom used to let me watch, take care of her. So I was doing that. And when they tease us, when we were walking home, going up to school, kids would tease us, throw us, snowball or hit us or whatever, we'd be walking and just laughing at us. And then what they start saying was, you look at those two fatherless girls. You folks got no father, you're fatherless kids. They call us fatherless kids. And then how they start calling my sister Gasoline is something I don't know. But at that time, that word Gasoline, because my sister's name was Kathleen, that's how they picked on her name. Gasoline, they used to call her Gasoline. That is when my mind grew up real fast, because I couldn't stand them teasing my sister that way, Gasoline. I started to fight back. I start thinking to myself why I could go after them. I'm bigger than some of their kids. And I knew I could get tough if I wanted to, because I had to, for her sake, because I just couldn't stand them calling my sister Kathleen Gasoline. Look at them two, Gasoline too. And I even get angry. I know I got angry at that time. And I grew up real quick. I got mad and I told them, you folks start calling her that some more. I'm going to get one of you. I could. You want to see me do it? You want me to try it? Talk back to them at that time. That's what I remember. And pretty soon, they quit teasing her that way so much. After, because they knew I would go get them. I told them I would. I will. Our mom used to let us go to Sunday school every Sunday. She would get us ready. She would comb our hair and braid our hair like everything. Then let us get dressed good and let us go Sunday school. That's why I couldn't stand this, to be braided even at home. But anyway, us kids, when we go to church, we sit by our parents, all of us. We all stayed with our parents. We just sit. We never move. Where we sit, we stay there. All the boys and girls that come in, they stay with their parents. Right next to them, they kept them there. Never get up, never squirm, never move around. Just sit. Because we were in church, like it was where it was supposed to be good, I guess. How we were. And that one Sunday, I remember how people used to get up, go give testimony or preach or say words or sing songs when they go up. But when Tony and May got up to sing a song, the song that they sang is, I never forget it. Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior say. Some of those words, what I remember, are what they sang. I never forget them, yet I can still see them in church. I don't know how, maybe with a dog team, but the thing that I could call this man who my mom was with, and I called him my stepdad. That's the only thing I can say about him. But anyway, he took us from Ilam. I remember, I think we went by dog team from, at that time, we used to have lots of snow, storms, and wind, and whatever. But I don't even know how we traveled, how we made it to Solomon. Solomon was a busy place where there was miners above Solomon, Solomon River. Miners up there. Lee's Camp, Quigley's Camp. More mining camps further up. From those mining camps to Nome, you know, there's a road. They used to go back and forth. The men, especially, they would go to Nome. They had the money. They would come back with booze from Nome, and they'd come to the village and ask, "We'll give some of the men. We got beer. You got something? Yeah, they'd probably, you know, take the men in the villages." When I woke up there, that's what they were doing. Below Solomon, between the safety over there, Solomon right here, there's a river that they have to cross to come to Solomon's side. There was a ferry there. This ferry for all the way across. And all the ferry, there was safety ferry over there for people from Nome to come get on the ferry below Solomon, and they bring them across with the ferry. The truck and the people come across, they go back and forth. And at that time, I was friends with one of the guys who worked on the ferry, Pete Kearns, old man Pete Kearns Sr. He was running that store at Solomon. It's right next to the road. Pauline and Pete Kern were their names. Pauline was Eskimo lady. Pete Kern Sr. was a full-blood white man, had a store. And their son, his son had wife. And Pete Kern Jr. had kids, and he had a daughter the same age as me there at Solomon, so she and I don't know how, but we became friends. We were close friends all the time, at school, everywhere. We were always together, and we used to go with her dad, because he's going to drive down to the ferry to bring people back and forth with a car. We used to go down with him. And that picture in Solomon about a train, the last train to nowhere, that train right there is the one we used to play on. Kind of a train, old one. While his dad's busy down there with them hauling people, we used to be playing on that train. Boy, we sure played it, because there were some holes that you could go in, you could go through, come out the other side. Those places, that's where we used to play. I remember where in Solomon, where we settled, you ride up that way on that road in Solomon, there were people who were living there. People had homes. Like, here's Solomon, and the road was right below. You know, there was a, like a cliff, like a little bank where the people had houses up here. But where we lived was across the river from Solomon right here. There's a small river. We were on the other side. We were living over there in a little house. Right other side of us was another couple that lived there at Solomon at that time. Their daughter, me and my sister Kathleen, when we were going to school, it was stormy out, you couldn't see, but we had to go to school. Their daughter, her name was, I think she had gotten married, but she had a different last name now. But the daughter, her name was Ellen. She held my hand, and I hold my sister's hand. That's how she used to let us go across to the school, but pass that river, go up to the school, that way back and forth. We went to school there at Solomon. But then, next thing I remember there at school was Tony Jewell and his wife were teaching there at Solomon at that time. I don't know how, when they moved, like from Elam or however, they switched places. But I'll never forget that. They were our teachers there at Solomon. Toward the end of the school time, they would stretch out a table, a long table. And all of us students sit on the edge of the table, but the teacher or someone, maybe like a storyteller, that person sat at the head, and we were all around on the table. And one of the Eskimos, they would let one of the Eskimos go into the school from the village because they knew stories, all kinds of stories about the place, about what they hunt or what happened there. But what I remember is after us boys and girls, our students, we listen to the storyteller real good. They tell us to be real quiet and just listen to that story. He say, because after that person get done with his story, when he get up, what each one of you gonna do is what you hear that storyteller tell, you're gonna write it on paper, what you remember. All of us, as we did. What we learned there at Solomon, they used to have a gathering every week, maybe on a Friday night or Saturday night, like for games. That's what we did. And then Christmas time too, they would have those parties just before Christmas. We had those parties in the evening with everybody. And Tony Jewell, maybe some of those people knew how to bola. That's the Eskimo dance. There's more words in this that you could call the Eskimo dances. But the word we knew real well was bola. That means dancing. And at that time, they would have games and they would have dances. I don't know who were drummers, but we knew they used to sing those songs with those drums or whatever, and then the Eskimos would get up to dance. Mostly what I saw was maybe the women did some dances first, and after that was the men. But then I don't remember how, maybe later on they must have get all mixed up and everybody dances with all together with everyone. I don't remember. remember when we were Solomon. And next thing I know, I found myself, we were here in Elam. We were here in Elam again. I was in fourth grade. And my friends, we used to always be together. In school, I would get my work done. I don't know how come, but that's what I remember. I never did have homework because they used to give us a few things to do so that we can take them home and have them like homework. What I did was, I remember I started following my friends the fifth grade from my fourth grade. After I get my work done, I used to look at them people, my girlfriends next over there, the fifth grade, I used to look at their work. And I think I must have started helping them, or I was doing the same thing they what they were working on, because mine was real easy. I got them done already, so I started copying the fifth graders, my friends, doing that with them. That's how it was. That the only thing I remember is I don't remember too much how the work was done when they moved to grades. The only thing I remember most of all is, from fourth grade, I didn't have to do the fifth grade because I already knew them, and then from the fourth I went to sixth. And that was the last time I went to school, sixth grade. After that, the students were bigger age, what, 15, 16, 17, or 18, they're bigger, and we find out they could send some high school students to different towns like Mount Edgecombe, Wrangell, and I forget where another one is. So the bigger kids, they were like, oh boy, we're gonna go to Edgecombe, and we're gonna stay there all year and live down there and go to school on there. I used to think that they were so lucky because I was oldest in our family by that time. Mom had married my stepdad and she had three children. I couldn't leave home. I had to stay home and help with my brothers and sisters. I started working in Nome. I was working at the hospital. At the first hospital in Nome built, the time was there, 3Ms, Maynard McDougall Memorial Hospital. I worked there at the hospital. Cleaning lady, you know? Housekeeping part, you know, in the hospital. I don't know how long I worked there. But I used to do things like hunting. I had guns, I know how to handle them. I can butcher moose, reindeer, seal, whale. I've shot everything with my rifle, because I've been everywhere with my folks, my mom and dad, and even in later in life, after I had my own sons and daughters too, and then when my children got bigger, my husband walked out on me and the kids here in Elam. But thank God I had my kids with me. You got to know how to stretch your money, how to keep it, how to put it away until it grew, until you got enough. That's how I got mine. But that's when I learned. When I started working, I knew how to stretch my money. That was my problem. But that's what I used to do, to save money. That's how I have things now. After I come to the Lord too, before I've lived a better life, but I have learned to depend on this man upstairs. I've read this before, the Bible, from beginning to end. I can do it maybe in less a day or two. Because at the school, that's how I learned to read fast. You know, how you just got to know your words. You read this from the beginning to the end. It tells in here in the Bible, in Psalms, there's words, parents, you are to discipline your children. You do that, kids get older, they remember. You say, thank you, Mom, for teaching us to mind you. And besides, I have one problem with me. I can't see anybody or family who doesn't have a job, not be able to get anything. I had enough. The Bible says, if anybody comes to you and he wants to borrow money, something, you are to let him get it from you. But after that happens, don't expect anything back. In other words, you could almost know he won't pay it back. The Bible says if he doesn't pay it back, it's all right. Forgive. Forgiveness comes. I couldn't see anybody. Like my neighbors, if I go in, how are you folks? You got coffee or sugar? You got something like that? But they didn't know. Come. I let them get it. Don't say anything after. But you have one person to say thank you to. It's the man upstairs. He is the one who is helping me do this. And we have to be thankful in that way because we can help them. You are to help anyone. If you see a drunk walking, you got a dollar, you have. Get that dollar and give it to him. And if he say thank you, say no. Thank God instead. And forget about that dollar you give. That's the best way. And you feel good for the rest of your life. See, because when you help someone, especially when you get old, someone is going to help you get old in the same way. Always remember. Everybody's poor. They always want to borrow. They want a cigarette. But don't ask them what they want it for. Like, if you got a dollar, there's a dollar. Just give it to them and go. Thank you. Thank God instead. I'm Betty Sikork, here in Illumin. My Eskimo name is Pusuok. I was born August
17, 1934. You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.